Welcome back to Far Talk. It is a Wednesday. No fooling. It's snowing. Grr. Well, anyway, storm is actually the two storms that are going to be coming over the next few days here could be dropping anywhere from 4 to 6, maybe 4 to 8 inches of snow for a good chunk of our listening audience. So, and it's going to be the big wet, heavy stuff. So just be careful with that. Right now, we're going to take several minutes to find out about, well, it's not a new company. It's a new company to me. I got a chance to meet the folks from My Ag Data. I think it was last year at Big Iron, but it's a company that you may want to find out a little bit more about. Ben Bring, our friend and farmer from Galesburg, North Dakota, certainly is one of those that found out about My Ag Data. But first of all, Ben is having a private moment with his planter right now, getting ready.
Yeah, we're working on the planter in the shop, Eric. Yeah, we are.
Getting ready for the year. You're like the road warrior. Yesterday I talked to you, you were over in Minnesota at a seminar, so back home today, and you are going to be in the – are you in the bullseye of the storm or just going to be catching the edge of it?
I'm hoping we're on the northern edge of the storm here coming for the next couple days. Okay. Looks like we'll be on the north end of it. So,
well, the bad news is I just talked to the weather service a little bit ago, and they said that this is trekking north. This was one of the lesser likely scenarios. So welcome to the fun. Happy Easter.
Great. Just what we needed.
Well, did you guys need any moisture in Galesburg? I'm guessing not, but did you need any?
No, I think we were sitting pretty good, I guess, as – you know, most farmers will say we'll take moisture when we can get it. But
yeah, have you done any scratching yet, or have you just been looking at the field?
No, we've just been looking so far. We got the corn planters in the shop. We'll get the soybean planter through here hopefully next week after the storm, and then wait for a little warmer weather and get the tillage equipment done, and then hopefully be ready to go until the first breakdown.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll be checking in with you, I'm sure, in the future. Maybe when we're on our spring planting tour, we'll swing by and stop and say hello or call you and bug you. But the reason why you're on today, we wanted to find out some more information about a company called My Ag Data. And this is a company, you know, recently we saw some information put out by Secretary Rollins about a program called One Farmer, One File. And it's through FSA, but it's not really going to be completely available till 2028. But there's actually a company that's already doing a lot of what she's talking about. And this is a company that you have been doing business with and are familiar with. So tell us a little bit more about My Ag Data.
Yep. So I met with My Ag Data in the spring of 2025 at Commodity Classic in Denver. And they showed me a demo, basically how they'll take your any data from your existing OEM systems, or if you use Climate Field View, John Deere Ops, Case AFS Connect, Ag Leader, and they will take that data and put it against your common land unit from FSA and create digital acreage reports for you. And then they send it to you in a PDF file, and they'll send it right to FSA, so your 578s will be filled out, and all that stuff will go going forward. So it's what Brooke Rollins was talking about. It's one farmer, one file. Your same PDF goes to your crop insurance and everything.
So in other words, My Ag Data needs to get a hold of Rollins, Brooke, and say we're doing what you're talking about. And this is a company actually that's here, right? Kind of in the Fargo-Moorhead area?
Yep, they're based out of Fargo. Headquarters is in Fargo. Some people work remote. I know one guy, Brad works, he works from Michigan.
Okay.
He does some of the Zoom stuff for, or I've met with him via Zoom to do your, finalize your acreage reports and all that kind of stuff.
I would imagine maybe, does it save you more on time or more on money?
Both. I saved the time of having to fill out a paper map and color code everything and break down the acres. And we saved about 6% on crop insurance premium from 2024 to 2025 last year.
The other thing about this is they are the only USDA authorized third-party vendor with active clearinghouse credentials. So they have a leg up on anybody in the competition. Now, I'm guessing there's probably going to be some startups along the way, but My Ag Data has been doing this for a little while. You're not the first. I didn't realize, you know, when they were, in fact, we'll try to have some folks on from My Ag Data, but you're just a customer, right? I mean, you're a user and you like it, and so you wanted to spread the word.
Yeah, I'm a customer. I met with them in Denver, and I was kind of on the fence about it. And then I got home, and my FSA technician said she was going to retire. And I said, well, I'm going to jump in with my head first, or both feet in, and and try this. And I thought it was a pretty seamless process for us on our farm last year. We got, I think I had two Zoom calls with them, and we had our acreage reports finalized, and everything was pretty seamless on our end.
I was just going to ask you about what it was like to get started with them, but it sounds like they made it pretty darn easy for you. So
it was pretty simple. Couple release forms so they can get your land units and your farm numbers and all that from FSA, and then we started planting, and we use Field View on our farm to map and keep track of everything, because we don't have all the same color machinery around. We got Case, we got John Deere, we got Cat.
Yeah.
So it was pretty seamless that way. Go in and they dissect it. If you overplant the boundary or you come short, they get you a true acreage number.
Okay. Is this something like it's a monthly subscription, or is it just a one-time purchase, or how does it work as far as that goes?
They run two business models. You can do a managed service like we do on our farm, and they charge 50 cents an acre, or you can do, I call it the TurboTax style. So it's $250 for the year for your farm operation, matter what size or anything.
That's cheap. I believe that's cheap.
it's very, very affordable.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. The only other thing I guess I would ask you, like usability, are you doing this on like a desktop, a laptop? Can you use it on your phone? What's that like?
I do it all from my laptop. And I do have all the PDFs saved on my phone, so I can email them from my phone too, I guess, as well.
Okay.
All that stuff's pretty seamless. When I run Apple everything. It's iPhone, iMac, or MacBook, whatever.
Okay.
So I got it shared through everything. So if anybody's got any questions, or if you're doing an application map for somebody, I can pull it up real quick on the phone and get the right acres.
And myagdata.com looks to be the website. I have not gone up and perused around. Is it pretty user friendly?
Yep. The websites are pretty user friendly. There's phone numbers and emails listed for everybody to get in contact with them.
Okay. I know you're not the only one, because I believe there was somebody down by Oaks that I was talking to, I think, at the corn and soy, and when I heard you talking about My Ag Data, I'm like, God, I've heard that name before. So it seems to be something that is growing. And again, this is a Fargo company, and they hope to maybe build on the plans of the USDA. And again, they already got some affiliation with them, or at least the authorization with them. So you might be at the ground floor of something good. It already is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it works. It really works for our operation, I guess. Save some time. We're saving a little money on crop insurance, so we can use that for other things in the operation.
Very good. Okay, sir, anything else besides, anything else you want to say about My Ag Data? And I'm just going to ask you a final farm question before we let you go.
No, I think look them up online, myagdata.com.
Okay, very good. I am actually on their website right now. All right, Ben. Now, again, you're up in the Galesburg area. You got an inch of snow already. You're going to be getting some snow. What's the mood like? And what are you planting this year? Are you planting the same thing you normally would? Or are you doing like the USDA is telling us that people are changing and the news is telling us that, oh, maybe we won't do as much corn this year or maybe not as much wheat this year? What are you doing?
We are, on our farm, we're not going to have any wheat that I know of unless that curveball comes when it comes time to go to the field.
Mm-hmm.
We are planning on planting a little bit more corn than 2025 and probably a few more soybeans and less edible beans and less alfalfa here on our farm.
Okay, very good. And do you have anything circled on your calendar? When do you normally get into the field?
We try. I always say every year I want to be planting corn on my birthday, which is April 26th.
Ah.
I'm hoping to be in the field again this year on my birthday, but we'll see what happens with Mother Nature here over the next 4 or 5 days. It doesn't look very warm after we get this. So we got to get Mick to turn the heat back up.
Mick and Daryl. Daryl's the other one that's saying maybe a little bit more moisture than what we normally get for April, too. So we don't mind a little moisture, but not a bunch. But all right, sir, I'm going to run out of time here. Ben, thank you so much. You be safe and shoot me a text or something when you start seeding out there, okay?
Perfect. Yep. Thanks, Eric. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always fun to talk to you as well. Thank you very much. Ben Bring up at the Galesburg area. We'll take a